I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, September 29th. The student who brought a gun to the Goals program at North Quincy High School Monday morning is being held without bail and will be expelled from school. 18-year-old Tremari Sherry Emile is charged with bringing a loaded Glock handgun and a 17-round magazine to the Goals building on Hunt Street behind North Quincy High School. Emile fled to the North Quincy T station across the street after showing the gun to another student in the bathroom. That student reported the incident to school personnel, and Emile admitted that he did have a gun. He fled when police were notified. Officers arrested Emile at the T station, where they found the gun along with marijuana and $200 in cash. A judge ordered Emile held until a dangerousness hearing next Tuesday. Mayor Thomas Koch says Emile will be expelled from the Quincy Public Schools. Hateful graffiti, including a racial slur, was discovered in the bathroom of a Quincy middle school yesterday. Southwest Middle School principal Derek Lakey shared a statement condemning the graffiti and noting anyone involved will be held accountable and disciplined. He did not specify what was written. He said the graffiti was extremely offensive to the entire school community and will not be tolerated. An investigation is underway, and the offensive graffiti has been removed. Moving forward, Lakey said the school will use the incident as an opportunity to reinforce that as a school community, they stand for respect and inclusion. Lakey said, "We pride ourselves on providing a safe and welcoming learning environment for staff and students." His statement went on to say, "We will continue to emphasize these values at every opportunity inside and outside the classroom." A Quincy man has been reported missing. 30-year-old Zubo Feng was last seen at around 10 o'clock Monday morning. Police say he lives in the North Quincy area. Feng was last seen wearing a blue T-shirt, brown shorts, a brown jacket, and sandals. Anyone with information about his whereabouts is asked to contact Quincy police. A Duxbury man was arrested yesterday after police say he fired a bullet through the wall of his neighbor's house. 64-year-old Michael Dennett is facing charges, including discharging a firearm within 500 feet of an occupied dwelling, two counts of improper storage of a firearm, and wanton destruction of property. Officers responding to a report of a home that was struck by gunfire on Chandler Street shortly before noon found a bullet and a hole in an exterior wall. The bullet was fired down the road from an elementary school. When approached by officers who were canvassing the area for witnesses, Dennett allegedly admitted to accidentally shooting at the home. Early dismissal at a nearby elementary school was delayed for a short time because of the incident. There were no injuries. Dennett's firearms license has since been suspended. It's not clear when he'll be called to court. The investigation remains ongoing. A Red Line train derailed at the Broadway T station in Boston yesterday morning. T says it happened about 9:45 when the second car of a six-car train rammed into the platform and derailed at a slow rate of speed. No one was hurt. All 47 passengers safely got off the train. It did cause a commuting nuisance with some shuttle buses packed with passengers. As crews worked on the tracks after the derailment, the train got loose and rolled away. No injuries were reported and stopped on its own. Advocates say these incidents are further evidence that the T needs more funding and a lot of work. Just this week, an escalator incident at the Back Bay station injured 9 people. Earlier this summer, a Green Line crash injured more than 20 people near BU. The extent of the damage inside the Broadway station is not known. The National Transportation Safety Board's preliminary report released on Tuesday said that the train accelerated to 31 miles per hour before colliding with the train ahead of it that had been moving at about 10 miles per hour. The T said that driver had been placed on leave and will be fired. The crash on July 30th sent 24 passengers and 3 workers to the hospital with minor injuries. Back in March, one of the T's new Orange Line trains derailed at the Wellington station. prompting the agency to pull all of the CRRC manufactured vehicles from service for several months. Officials have not provided an update on the investigation into that incident since June 7th, when the T's deputy general manager said several factors contributed to that derailment, including a faulty part in the train's truck frame and some aging tracks. A 19-year-old accused of drowning his father in a pond in Duxbury this past summer has been indicted on a murder charge. A Plymouth County grand jury returned that indictment charging Jack Callahan, a 2020 graduate of Norwell High School, with one count of murder in the death of his father, 57-year-old Scott Callahan. Police received a call about 2 a.m. on June 28th from Jack's mother, who said her son had arrived home in wet clothing and told her that his father was missing. Officers who responded to the home said Jack was distraught and hyperventilating. Investigators later determined that the father and son were riding in an Uber from a Boston bar to their Duxbury home when they were dropped off at Crocker Park in the area of Island Creek Pond. Officers who responded to the park discovered items belonging to the son before finding the father in the water, floating near two pieces of luggage. The victim was pulled out of the water, and emergency crews began CPR. He was taken to Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Plymouth, where he died. During an interview with officers at the hospital, Jack allegedly stated he used the Uber to go to the bar to pick up his father, who had left a treatment center in Hopkinton where he was being treated for alcohol abuse. In an altercation that ensued at the pond, Jack reportedly saw a, quote, demon in his father's eyes. Jack is alleged to have repeatedly submerged his father under the water in an attempt to baptize him before leaving his body floating in the pond. He will be called to Plymouth Superior Court at a later date. He's currently being held without bail. A federal judge has dismissed two more charges faced by a disgraced former Massachusetts mayor and ordered him to repay more than $300,000 to investors in his smartphone app, according to court records. After throwing out two tax charges on Monday, Judge Douglas Woodlock has now thrown out 10 of the 21 counts, of which former Fall River Mayor Jaisal Correa was convicted in May. He remains convicted of 11 counts for defrauding his investors and for extorting money from marijuana companies who wanted to do business in that city. The latest acquittals do not affect Correa's sentence. The 29-year-old was sentenced last week to 6 years in prison and 3 years probation. Woodlock also ordered Correa to repay five investors in the app, a total of over $310,000. Woodlock also denied Correa's motion for a new trial. Correa, who was first elected at age 23, maintains his innocence. Well, if a new law passes, you could be getting double the return on those bottle deposits. An update to Massachusetts' 1982 Container Deposit Law, or the Bottle Bill, will make a few key changes to the law, including increasing the deposit return from 5 to 10 cents. The campaign behind the Better Bottle Bill launched on Tuesday at an event hosted by MassPerg, and bill sponsors, Representatives Marjorie Decker and Senator Cynthia Cream. Advocates say the updates more efficiently reduce waste, litter, and municipal costs for disposal, effectively cleaning up public spaces. The bill establishes a refundable surcharge on the purchase of any drinkable liquid intended for human oral consumption, according to the State House News Service. It broadens container definitions to include ones that didn't exist in 1982, like water bottles, juices, sports drinks, iced teas, and small nip bottles of liquor. According to MassPerg, updates to similar bills in Oregon, Michigan, Connecticut, and Maine are already having an impact. Since implementing its law, Michigan has had a redemption rate of 89% and its waste stream reduced by 6 to 8% every year. State House News Service reported Massachusetts voters rejected a 2014 ballot question expanding the bottle bill, 26% voting in favor, 71% against. In 2014, opponents argued the bill would cost more with little environmental benefit, and the state should instead focus on improving curbside recycling. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated yesterday. The Dow was down 569, the NASDAQ dropped 423, and the S&P fell 90. Asian stocks also fell sharply. The dollar slipped, the euro was flat, oil at $77 a barrel. In sports, the Orioles beat the Red Sox 4-2. Series continues in Baltimore tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy and a high 65. Tonight, few clouds, chilly, low of 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a chance of a shower, high 59. Sunny on Friday, the high 65, and sunny 66 for Saturday. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. Winds out of the north will be decreasing 5 to 10 knots. High tide at 6:14 p.m. Sunrise at 6:39, set at 6:28. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, September 29th.